Today, I will be presenting on the topic Poetry of Psalm 42 as the heart panteth after the water brooks for 3rd BA English. It's a co-paper for semester 6. Now we shall see a short introduction of Psalm 42. Psalm 42 begins with the lines, "As the deer panteth for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God." These lines is attributed to King David of Israel. This psalm is a lament expressing his longing for God's presence and comfort during a time of deep distress and spiritual thirst. The psalm is often interpreted as a cry for relief from persecution and a longing for the joy of worshipping God. Now we shall have a more analysis of Psalm 42. Verse 1. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Here these lines explains about the hart, a deer, desperately seeks for water to survive, especially after fleeing danger or exhaustion. The psalmist David uses this vivid imagery to describe his own soul's yearning for God. It's not a casual desire, it's a life-sustaining need, emphasizing a deep spiritual thirst and dependence on divine presence. Verse 2, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Here these lines explains about the psalmist David, how he continues expressing his spiritual longing, specifically for the living God. Not just a concept or like an idol, but a personal, an active presence in him. His questions, when shall I come, suggest his feelings distant or separated from the temple and the place of worship, which intensifies his sorrow more deeply. And in verse 3, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Here these lines explain David's deep distress, so much so that tears have replaced food. He is emotionally consumed. Others mock his suffering, implying that God has abandoned him. This external ridicule adds to his internal despair, making him question God's nearness. In verse 4, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holiday. Here, this line explains the psalmist mourns the loss of past joy, worship experiences. He recalls going with crowds to celebrate feasts in the temple, filled with song and praises. This memory both comforts and pains him, highlighting how far he feels from God's presence now. Verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted me in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. These lines explain how David pauses to speak to himself. His soul is cast down, depressed, troubled, but he chooses to respond not with despair but hope. He encourages himself to trust God, believing he will again experience God's favor, the help of his countenance. Verse 6, O my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hemonites, from the hill Mizar. Here these lines explain how far from Jerusalem, perhaps exiled in the north near the Jordan and Mount Hermon, the psalmist David chooses to remember God. Physical distance doesn't lessen his faith, but it's God intensification, his feeling of separation. He clings to the memory of a spiritual lifeline. Verse 7, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All the waves and thy billows are gone over me. These lines explain how David uses a metaphor of stormy seas to describe his emotional and spiritual turmoil. Deep calleth unto deep could symbolize the overwhelming power of grief meeting divine mystery. God's judgment of traits of trial feeling like a flood overwhelming him. Verse 8, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. These lines explain in a moment of hope. David affirms his belief that God's steadfast love will come to him. Even in dark times, he clings to prayer and worship. God is still the God of my life, not just in joy, but in pain, says David. In verse 9, I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? This line explains, despite calling God his rock, a symbol of strength and stability, the psalmist David voices his confusion also and pain. His lament is honest. If God is strong and faithful, why does he feel forgotten? Why must he suffer at the hands of his enemies? These are the questions which David again and again laments to God. In verse 10, as with a sword in my bones, my enemies approach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Explanation is, this insults from this enemy is cut deeply like a sword of the bones, constantly marked for his faith. He suffers not just externally but also within. The repetition of where is thy God adds emotional injury to his spiritual struggle. Verse 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. These lines explains how the psalm ends with the same refrain as verse 5, reinforcing its message through he is cast down and disturbed, and he resolves to place his hope in God. He anticipated that he will praise God again and again, who restores not just his spirit, but even the joy of his face, the health of my countenance. So this is the overall thing. And finally, the overall message which this psalm gives is a beautiful blend of lament and hope, showing the inner conflict of a believer, David, who feels abandoned but refuses to give up faith. It teaches that true faith includes struggle but also determination to hope in God, even when he feels distance. Thank you.